weekly from the capital of the digital world, the Big Apple, the Digital Wealth Digest presents. Kelly Lenfield, what is your why for being inspired by the digital world?
Oh, it's got to be global reach. It's got to be access to people that I could never possibly access all the way here in Australia.
Join RJ, your host on the Digital Wealth Digest, as we learn from top entrepreneurs and their most successful digital products. Entrepreneurs creating wealth inspired by the digital world.
Welcome to the Global Digital Age podcast, known as the Digital Wealth Digest, the podcast for the internet marketing and online income communities. My name is RJ, the digital professor, your host and advocate for online income. Today, our travel around the globe takes us to the Gold Coast of Australia to meet with this week's digital wealth creator, who is a former elite model, is the author of a hit book in her native Australia, Everyone is a Supermodel, as well as being one of Australia's leading image consultants, preparing women and men of all ages and sexual orientations for the workplace, school, and restarting their lives. So get ready to be inspired by what she's doing online to help you get the right results from your personal branding and to effect positive change in the world. I want to introduce Kelly Lenfield. Welcome to the Digital Wealth Digest, Kelly.
Thank you very much, RJ. I'm very pleased to be here. Thank you for having me.
Please, Kelly, take time to tell the audience what you are doing online today, what you're doing to help others, and what are you currently involved in?
Okay, thank you. Love to. Well, I'm an author of my first book is Everyone is a Supermodel, Secrets for Any Career That Are Based on My Modeling Experiences. So I am building personal branding expertise online and in person. This is going extremely well. It was amazing just how much I put my first free course out there. It was more of a feedback type of course. And I have over 4,000 students worldwide. Now, that's the benefit of online. That's the benefit of being able to do this digitally. And 4,000 and growing, which is wonderful. So obviously what I do is needed. And it's interesting too, RJ, the statistics of the students. Now, you remember, if you do a free course, there's no obligation to complete it. I've got a 75% completion rate. It's a great combination of audio and video. There's another way to really reach people. And there's some of the skills that I teach. So how teach people how to differentiate themselves online and in person on a global scale. I'm also a social entrepreneur. So I am building an alliance called Model Alliance Global that is about the fair trade for and ethical treatment of people. And specifically, I'm aiming at the modeling industry. So, that is pretty much it in a nutshell, what I'm doing.
Now, so that the audience gets to know where your entrepreneurial spirit comes from, tell us what helped shape and mold the entrepreneur you are today. Tell us a little bit about your educational background and your work history. Where did you start out?
I was born in New South Wales, girl, but I started out in Canberra, and I always knew, RJ, that I wanted to do my own thing. But when you've got two amazing parents, I had the most incredible childhood, who were employees. It's very difficult for them to understand and even mold and really help you support an entrepreneurial spirit. So I became very, very good at a lot of things. And back when I was, working out what it was that I wanted to do, I was always, flipping this job, always moving around. And it was fairly frowned upon. It's great that now people actually see that as an advantage, as a benefit if you still are in the employee space, because you've got experience with a whole heap of different people and different circumstances. And I did. I was involved in IT. I was involved in administration and in sales, in PR, in event management. I tried a whole gamut, and sales was, everything from real estate to blow up signs on the side of a race car track. I tried everything, and just to really hone my skills and find out what it was that I wanted to do. I was also modeling at the same time. I was involved in the Australian Youth Ballet at the age of 12, and by the time I was 15, I was unfortunately too tall. That also has changed, thankfully. But at 15, my world came tumbling down and didn't know what to do. So my mother marched me into a modeling agency, and my catwalk career took off from there, pretty much. From that moment, I started traveling around the world. I started traveling around Australia and doing a lot of shows around Australia. I finished my schooling. I did do my international baccalaureate at that stage. I was very fortunate that I could do that. I completed that and I stopped modeling. I retired when I was 19. And as you do, my career was over. I worked 6 jobs and I got in. I moved to Paris because I'd been accepted into the Sorbonne University. I went to Paris and, you know, had a fabulous time. I just did my postgrad in communication, phonétique and grammaire. So that's just really learning the language as best you can. And then once you pass that, you can do any kind of career or my apologies, you know, education or course that you want to. But I decided that Paris was way too much fun. And at that stage, I got picked up by a photographer in a nightclub and my modeling career started again. So, yeah, I started traveling around the world then, and that was an extraordinary experience. I worked with some pretty amazing creatives and, you know, a couple of supermodels of the day. And but then I was also put onto a very strict diet of orange juice and water for 3 months by my agent and it became pretty ordinary. When I landed back in Australia, I was not a very well girl and needed to start all over again.
I want to ask you, is obviously the modeling world is an extremely stressing and cutthroat industry?
Thank you. No one's actually said that to me. Everyone thinks it's super glamorous and amazing, and it's both. It is the most, you know, it is the most competitive industry on the planet. And if I may, you know, my pitch when people say, because I don't mention the M word, you know, the moment you mention model, you know, 3/4 of people just shut down. They're not interested because they won't be. They're not interested. You know, the comparison starts. So when I say to people, okay, imagine you're in a room with 30 other people or 100 other people that are going for a position, for example, or they've started their own business and they've got a meeting with a client, a potential client. Now imagine there's, you know, 300 other people or 100 other people in that room. They all look like you. Your qualifications don't matter. Your experience doesn't matter. And you might not get the opportunity to open your mouth and say something. How do you get the business? And that's when everyone says, I've got no idea. Tell me how. It's like, okay, here are these 7 core skills from the most competitive industry on the planet that will help you differentiate yourself online and in person on a global scale, because that's what I use, those 7 core skills, which I actually deliver in 3 very easy steps. Those 3 steps will get you the business. They will allow you to differentiate yourself. They will put you forward so that if you don't have any opportunity to speak and it's a matter of you've got 5 minutes to make your deal, I will teach you how to do that.
Now, you have a big following. What is it that you would say to them in a period where you might have gotten stuck in your journey? And, you know, how did you turn it around?
Oh, you need other people. You need to be able to ask for help. You need to also realize what you have created and what you have done, even if it seems absolutely pointless and minuscule and not worthwhile, you've still always achieved something, and you do not get anywhere unless you fail. I know it's been said 1,000 times. I've got a quote on my wall that I look at. I love Sir Winston Churchill, and success is walking from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm. And that's what it's about. You have to keep going. The only way you'll fail is if you give up. So you have to keep going. And everything that you learn, everything that you go through, you know, you learn something from that, RJ. So, yeah, there's going to be times in where, you know, you're going to be hitting your head against the wall and wondering why you're doing this. And that's when you need your good girlfriend or your mum or your dad or your cousin or, you know, even if you're fortunate enough to have children, just a hug from them. It's like, okay, that's where my priorities are. That's why I'm doing this. There's my why, you know. There's your why. Why do you want to do this? That's the one thing that can, the tiniest spark that can just keep you going when everything else looks like it's pretty bloody ordinary. There you go, my first swear word. Because it does, you know. It's almost like, you know, I've done a lot of personal development. I've done a lot, you know. This has not been an easy road, you know. Your overnight success takes years and years and years, as I'm sure you will attest to, RJ. It takes a long time, you know, to build that up. But while you're building that up, that's building relationships, that's building rapport, that's building trust. That does not happen overnight. You need to, yeah, work on that. And there's going to be people that don't like what you're doing.
Now, when people think about failure, why is it, in studying people, why is it that they give up so quickly?
Oh, I think, look, I can only speak for myself, but why do they give up so quickly? I think it's because the belief in yourself is, when it's first knocked down, you know, at a young age, or when you have that first hit, it really takes a lot of strength and courage to get up and keep trying. And if you keep getting hit down from people that you trust, or that you have been, that you've grown up to believe, you know, have your back, and they don't, it takes a lot to back yourself. It takes a lot to back yourself. It takes a lot to stare the unknown in the face and go, no, I'm just going to do this. I don't care what happens. This is what I want to do. And I think that's why I kept trying so many different things. I just kept trying. Because I just knew there was something, you know, even in the depths of tears and in some cases, you know, depression, it was like, no, you're here for a reason, Kelly. There's something that you're meant to do. Just keep looking for it. Just keep trying. I well up when I think of this opportunity, you know. It's people give up too easily, you know. You find something, you need something to inspire you. You need, you know, that those amazing quotes that you see on Facebook about Michael Jordan was cut from his basketball team. There was Albert Einstein didn't speak until he was four and was told he was going to amount to nothing. Oprah Winfrey was chopped as an anchor woman. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Look at that woman. You know, she was chopped. There's going to be people that don't know. And if I can say this, when someone tells you can't do something, just think to yourself, hold on a tick. Have they done what I'm trying to do? Are they doing this? If not, thank you very much for your comments. You can keep them to yourself. You haven't done. And that, you know, I've heard that from people that are very, very dear to me. And I had to say, hey, you haven't done what I've done. You're not doing, you haven't even tried to do what I'm doing. So I love you, but go sit over there. Mm.
What are three things people can do, three tips people can do when they get up in the morning to get motivated and stop the procrastination?
First and foremost, the first thing you need to do is be grateful for something. First thing you have to do when you wake up, be grateful that you've woken up. Be grateful that you're safe, or be grateful for whatever it is, the smallest thing. The sun has risen again, or you've got some toast some bread in the fridge, and, you know, some fresh water. Be grateful for something. That's so, so important. Second thing, eat something really, really, you know, really healthy, good for you, something that you enjoy. Spoil yourself first thing in the morning. Get your body going. Nurture yourself. You know, it's that self-love that's about being selfish. And third thing is prioritize just to try and finish one or two things, you know, that day. So you've got some sense of accomplishment by the end of the day.
So, Kelly, how long have you been inspired by the digital world, and how life-changing has that been for you?
God, it's been extraordinary. How long have I've been inspired by the digital world for, at least over 20 years, well over 20 years. It's just phenomenal. The pace, RJ, is extraordinary. I do, you know, I look at my five-year-old son, and he just picks things up so quickly, and I'm a little bit jealous because I think, wow, you know. but I'm also grateful that, you know, I grew up, you know, climbing trees and with bikes and things, swimming in lakes. It has inspired me for a very, very long time. It continues to inspire me. I am absolutely inspired by the millennial generation, who have got this extraordinary grasp of social media and how they interact with people all over the world in such wonderful, calm, simplistic ways. And that's combined with their karmic attitude and their attitude for community and giving back. I think that's a brilliant combination to have. You can really make a huge amount of difference to people anywhere in the world, you know, by being able to present yourself and your case online and, you know, almost like deliver your own personality online. I think it's brilliant.
Kelly, tell me about your digital blueprint. How would you describe your digital assets?
I've created a digital community. My assets are the people that trust me and talk about me and share my ideas. And I am always giving things away. I'm always adding value. So as far as digital assets goes, I've got an extraordinary following on a number of platforms and growing, thank goodness. And my assets are my words. As a writer, you really, you know, it's your IP, but it's your IP to share. And that's, I think, it's my unique approach to personal branding no one else has had the over 20 years experience that I've had. So that allows me to be quite unique, online and to offer things that are relevant and that are able to be used straight away. So it's that instant gratification, I suppose, or that instant access for people that I believe is an asset.
Kelly, tell me about your writing style and tell me, where do you fit into the equation?
The genre is definitely nonfiction, but it's a personal development. It's personal and professional development style. It comes from, it's factual, it's been used, it's been worked, so I know it works. And it continues to, you know, evolve and develop with the different vocations or different ideas that people, that the feedback that I get, you know, they can mold this. It's not a one size fits all, I'm really proud of it. You can use these skills and adapt them to these skills and this writing, you know, the information that I give you, you can adapt that to your own personality and to your own mission and your own style and your own time limits, and you can do that. So it's not, you know, it really is a wonderful, easily molded, easily adapted amount of information that it's very simple. It's very simple to comprehend.
Kelly, please finish my sentence. Kelly is best at, and Kelly is best known for.
I am best at helping people realize what it is that they can contribute and want to contribute to the world. And I'm best known for my social entrepreneur side, my big heart, and my generosity.
Now, tell me, what would you say to the listening audience about the road to authorship?
What I would say is develop your own style. You don't have to have learned certain techniques, absolutely, and if you're drawn to certain authors or certain styles, learn what it's about, but develop your own style of writing. Don't try and be anyone else. You know, the world needs what you have. The world needs how you speak, how you deliver, how you communicate, because there is an audience out there that will resonate with what you have to say.
Who would you say are the people that you could help the most with most of the things that you do online?
I've spent quite a lot of time with long-term unemployed people, with at-risk youth, so kids that just don't, school is not for them, and you can just see that, you know, that entrepreneurial spirit's in them at 16, and there's no system to support them. There's no one that, you know, it's quite a scary thing to tell your 16-year-old, don't go to school and start your own thing. You know, and I get that as a parent. So, yeah, definitely long-term unemployed, definitely at-risk youth. But also what I'm finding is with the writing is personal branding is relevant for marketing staff, for sales staff, for anyone that is representing their company, for anyone that is going out on behalf of their employer and needing to represent that brand the best that they can. It really is, if you will, you know, look at those sort of three areas. It's primarily, yeah, very, very helpful for those sorts of people. And also, you know, there's a lot of seniorpreneurs, if you will, RJ, you know, the people that when the GFC kicked in and it really hurt a lot of people having to go back to work in their late 50s, early 60s. It's very confronting for them to approach an interview or to start their own business. So this book would definitely help them with that too.
Okay, so Kelly, what is your reach right now? How global is your presence? And you're a branding expert. How do you get it done?
How do I get it done? I'm up at 6 a.m. doing it. My global reach is growing. I couldn't give you any specific numbers because it's wonderful. You know, I've got a new follower on Twitter. I've got a new follower on Pinterest. I've got another couple of people liking photos and follow me on Instagram. So it's getting out there. I suppose the best yardstick that I can give you is, you know, these 4,000 odd students since March last year, 2015. Majority of them are from the United States, but I'm getting quite a lot of following in Africa. I'm working on a project for single mothers over in Uganda, which is going extremely well. So I'm starting to get people following me from there. There's Asia starting to get some interest as well, and that's really due to my amazing publicist starting to, you know, push, get me interviewed in those Asian countries. But primarily, yeah, it's you know, it's the United States. You take up things very quickly, and you've got, you know, access to things that are a lot easier to get hold of. It's, you know, you've got that reach and that that access. So it's growing, RJ, every day. And as a personal branding expert, I have to walk the walk and talk the talk. So it's really important that what I put out there and what I write about and what I profess is what I'm doing. So that's very important. That's part of the transparency and the professionalism that I try to work on.
Now, give us a look at what you do with your social media platforms. What are your top three, and in what order?
Okay, top three. Social media is an interesting beast. With Facebook, I actually use Facebook more for people to know me. Not too much. I'm fairly private and fairly protective of my son. But at Facebook, I find for me, it is, you know, a bit of an idea of who's Kelly. I've got two pages, so, you know, kellylenfield.com, which is the personal branding, that has my articles and that has things that are relevant, that I believe in and that are associated with what I talk about, with what I teach. And with Model Alliance, so with my social enterprise, Instagram is just the way to go with that. The modeling industry is highly visual. And it's highly interactive, and I'm amazed. I'm really quite a new Instagram adaptee, and it's extraordinary. I'm loving it. Pinterest is a new one because of all my writing. I've got an amazing, I've called her my VP of Global Comms, and she is just that whole tie-in between the hook-in that you can use between each platform, depending on who's following. It's really fascinating. I'm really enjoying it. It's a whole new marketing, you know, foundation and basis. When you've had your head down writing, you know, for 6 years, you kind of, the blinkers go on. You kind of need someone to come and go, hey, there's people out there that that need to read this. So in between putting things on, being involved in, I write for a number of magazines, including Hort Living over there in the States. And, you know, it's extraordinary, just the whole sharing. You know, I think it's wonderful. So that's, if that answers your question, they're the three main ones that I use. Twitter's just, I'm still working on Twitter, but Twitter, I'm getting some really interesting following. There's a lot more algorithms involved in Twitter than I understand at the moment. So I'm still working on that one.
I like that. I like that. Okay. So, Kelly, tell me, now you're in Australia. The digital world is obviously global. I'm looking at branding experts all over the world. I've narrowed it down to 5. Why should I choose you?
It's completely up to you, RJ. Why should you choose me? You've got to like me. You've got to get to know me. And you've got to trust me. I don't know if those other personal branding experts actually deal with 7 core skills from the most competitive industry on the planet. It's about, and my personal branding, as I coin it, is I've personalized personal branding. So if that's something that you are curious about, that's why you should choose me.
We've come to the portion of the show that I call What's Your PPD? What's your passion, purpose, and desire for what you do and create online? What are you most passionate about in the business right now, Kelly?
Oh, awareness and change. You've got me sitting upright answering this question. I'm very passionate about awareness and change. I'm very passionate about people realizing that they have their own gift. And I'm very passionate about some serious change and fair trade for people. Very, very passionate about that.
And what is the purpose? What's the focus of what you're doing online?
Focus of what I'm doing online is to offer people the chance, the opportunity, the skills that they need to work out what it is, what their why is, and to make a difference as well, to be the difference, to make a difference.
And what is your desire? What do you want to transform what you're doing online right now into?
I want to transform it into a global empire, honestly. I want to transform it into a global collective, if you will, of socially responsible individuals and companies who believe in the fair trade for people, who are interested in and realize that it's important to help the individual and to support the individual and to encourage people to, you know, to speak up and to change the way things are.
Now, what can you tell the listeners about yourself that would help fuel entrepreneurs of all levels from around the globe?
I mentioned it earlier. There can be many, many reasons as to why you don't start something. And if something keeps you awake at night, like it did my awake at night, 3 o'clock in the morning, there's a reason for that. Don't put it off. The right time will present itself a number of times and then you will lose the opportunity and you will regret that. And that's one, I think, one of the worst things for a human being is to have too many regrets. You will always have some, but too many regrets. Get started. Just start. You know, my Instagram following is very small, but you've got to start somewhere. You've got to start somewhere. Everyone started somewhere. And just start and keep following your heart. Think about things logically and always do things for the right reasons. If you are true to yourself, it will always work out better than you could possibly have planned. But you need to be prepared to work your butt off. You need to be prepared to stand up and really, and the more you do that, RJ, it's amazing. The more you do that, the more clarity you get around your message and around what it is and why you are doing what you're doing. So just start. Just start. You're an entrepreneur for a reason. Just start. Yeah.
So what can listeners, customers, and prospects of yours expect in the future in terms of new developments, projects, and offerings in the pipeline?
Okay, well, I'm creating another 7 courses, so I'm delving further into the 7 core skills. So there's options for that will be coming up in the next couple of months. I'm also working on a second book, and the second book is sort of the flip side. My first book was about my story and really giving you advice about these 7 core skills. The second book is about your social sustainability. So it's now you've done this and you've made money, and I really want to stress that point. It's your birthright to earn money. You cannot do anything. You cannot contribute. You cannot create opportunity unless you have money. I mean, apart from feeding and clothing yourself and your family, you need money to be able to make change. So it's accepting that, it's being grateful and honoring that. And the second book, yeah, is about that really learning to sustain your social ability. And you will see Model Alliance become a global collective. You will see some serious change within the modeling industry. There's a whole heap of things that I'm working on with that, and that's my next 12 months focus, apart from being a mum. So that's what customers and listeners can expect.
Great information today from Kelly Lenfield and what she does to help online marketers create wealth online. Please recap, how do listeners connect with you in the digital world, Kelly?
Okay, very, very simple. Just go to my website. It's Kelly, K-E-L-I, Lenfield, LENFIELD.com. And you've got access to me, you've got access to my projects, you've got access to my social enterprise, and of course you've got access to my book and my social handles. So I look forward to hearing from some new people.
You want to shout out to anyone?
Oh, Nicole, you are amazing. I've got a shout out to my publisher and publicist, Nicole Russin from Lucky Pineapple Books and Films. She's been extraordinary. She is very, very clever, a huge supporter. If you are a budding author, get in touch with her. You can access her through my website as well.
Thank you for being our featured wealth creator on the Digital Wealth Digest, Kelly.
Thank you so much, RJ. I really enjoyed my time.
Join RJ, your host, on the Digital Wealth Digest as we learn from top entrepreneurs and their most successful digital products. Entrepreneurs creating wealth inspired by the digital world.
Join us each week as we get up close and personal with digital entrepreneurs from around the globe. For more information on present, past, and future digital wealth creators, you can follow us on Twitter at For Income Online. You can like our page on Facebook, Digital Wealth Digest, and of course, our website, www.digitalwealthdigest.com now.